Hey, it's Bob, and do I have some stories to tell you? Oh, shh, never mind. Here's Gruber.
If you're wondering what to do with some of those prescriptions in your medicine cabinet, because, you know, you never know what to do. You can't flush them down the toilet, because that can create real problems with the water supply, especially if it's a municipal system and it flows into everything else. You know, you don't need to get the fish all jacked up on whatever's in there. And, you know, a lot of these things don't interact well with each other, so you can't do that. Putting them in the trash, also questionable. But there is a way to take care of it, and that's the National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day. It's coming up Saturday, this Saturday, April 27th. Join me now, Doug O'Brien, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Regional Director. Doug, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Steve. Thanks for having me.
Prescription drugs need to be handled responsibly, and you need to think about it. You can't just throw them in the trash. You can't just flush them down the toilet. You can't throw them out in the garden. Those are all bad choices. So, Doug, what do we do?
Well, the easiest thing for folks to do is to go to DEATakeback.com, and that's DEA as in Drug Enforcement Agency, one of our partner agencies in Take Back Day, and put in your zip code, and it'll show you locations in your community that have partnered with HHS and with DEA to take back medications and dispose of them responsibly. And those can be fire stations, police stations, hospitals, pharmacies. But we've got over 5,000 partners around the country for Take Back Day, and those can be really convenient in your community. One of the other things I want to mention, Steve, is that we're starting to evolve Take Back Day to really become every day. And what we've done this year is HHS and DEA have partnered with Google to leverage new technology so that you can use the Google app on your phone, the Google Maps app on your phone, and you can just put in take back location in your search, and it'll show you take back locations in your community that are available 365 days a year.
And that's
because it's really important, you know, not even to leave those medications in your medicine cabinet.
That's right.
For 2-3 months leading up to Take Back Day.
Yeah. You know, I think it's extremely important what you just shared with us there, Doug, because you just never know where those drugs are going to end up. If you just leave them there on infinitum, some of them will expire. They may not have their efficacy, so you can't take them later. They might end up in the wrong hands. And then, of course, you just answer the fact that 365, you have places you can get rid of these drugs. And as you look across, you know, what's going on in this country, 70,000 plus 75,000 people dying in this country, 75,000 every year. They're dying at a young age because of the opioid crisis on different levels, some of that coming from prescription drugs, or at least starting with prescription drugs. But I do see some positive signs out there. And that is, in the last 12 months since this administration signed some new legislation, the number of prescriptions being written over the last year has gone down by 25%. And that is important.
That's critically important. And what it shows is that we've got to fight this on a lot of different levels. And what's really important for Americans to understand is that we're all part of this fight. This isn't just somebody else's battle. This opioid crisis has hit every community. It's rural, it's urban, it's black, it's white, it's rich, it's poor, it's across the board. And Take Back Day is one thing that every family in America can do to actively take part in helping stem the opioid crisis. And, you know, one of the things you touched on that's very, very true, and the data bears this out, a very, very significant percentage of people who have transitioned into illicit drugs like heroin and fentanyl and others did start out by misusing prescription opioids.
Correct.
Not necessarily ones they were prescribed, but they got their hands on somebody else's opioids that had been diverted from the legal supply. And this is exactly what we're talking about. We're talking about medicine that gets left in a medicine cabinet that gets diverted into the illicit supply. And, you know, this Take Back Day is really a great way for people to take a tangible step in helping combat the opioid crisis.
When you look at how things are, you know, continuing, you know, on the back roads of America, because the thing about the opioid crisis, and I know you know this, Doug, but it doesn't just happen in cities. It doesn't just happen in poor areas. It happens in wealthy areas, middle class areas, poor areas, nice houses, poor houses, crack houses, back alleys, back roads, and Main Street. It happens in all these places, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the things that's really critically important, as you mentioned, we are attacking this on multiple fronts. One is, obviously, we want to make sure that there's a more responsible approach to prescribing pain medication. So we've worked with practitioners, we've worked with hospitals, doctors, nurses, pharmacies, to really responsibly ratchet down the number of prescriptions being written, and we're having great success in that front. But we've got to cover the entire waterfront. We've got to ensure that we're developing a better workforce of people who are qualified to help people who are struggling with addiction. We've got to make treatment more available. We've got to invest in prevention. And we've got to better understand as a country what addiction is and how to battle it. And if there's lemonade coming out of this crisis, it's going to be a different approach for us as an entire society to addiction. We've got to understand what it is. We've got to battle it as the disease that it is. We've got to cut down on stigma. And we've got to understand that this is something that's not in somebody else's community or somebody else's family. It's everybody's issue.
It's a sickness that we all have, in effect, because we all pay a price for it. In fact, for the first time in my lifetime, life expectancy in America has taken a slight downturn. And the reason for that, if you have 75,000 relatively young people die long ahead of time, statistically, that impacts what happens nationally. So it does impact all of us.
Well, and one of the things that's difficult about this, we, you know, at HHS and CDC and the National Institutes of Health, we're constantly in a battle against disease. The problem with the opioid crisis and addiction is that this is unique in that it's a disease that fights back. And let me tell you what I mean by that, because we're not just battling the scientific and clinical element of an illness. We're also battling drug traffickers and dealers who are constantly changing their approach as we attack the opioid crisis. The dealers, the cartels, the pushers are changing what they're doing to try to stay a step ahead so they can continue pushing their poison in
Sure.
their communities.
Yeah.
So it really creates a greater challenge for us, and we're seeing that evolution of seeing fentanyl now begin to much more enter a much larger presence in the marketplace because dealers are using illicit fentanyl to spike traditional street drugs to increase their street value, but they're also vastly increasing the danger and fatality of
great news.
Marijuana.
Yeah, the rat poison is getting stronger. Nice to know, Doug. Greatly appreciate that. Doug O'Brien from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. He is the regional director. Real quickly again, Doug, where can people go? This Saturday is the National Prescription Drug Take Back Day, Saturday, April 27th. Where can people find out more right now?
DEATakeback.com, or go to Google Maps on your phone and type in Take Back Day. It'll show you locations. You probably can do it just while you're running your Saturday errands. Get those medicine cabinets cleared out, not just pain medications, all your old medications you're not going to use, and dispose of them responsibly.
Great job, Doug. Thank you for being here.
Thank you very much, Steve. Take care.
You've seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
You're not wired to have a response to this sound. You're neutral to it. You hear it every time you finish a meal and never feel anything. But if we were able to associate this sound with a new stimulus, save the food, we've achieved pulling a natural response from you. Save the food. Why are we doing this, you may ask? Save the food. Because this ad is trying to change your after-meal behavior through brainwashing. Because food waste costs the average family $1,500 a year. Save the food. Cha-ching. And 1,500 extra bucks is like getting a pay raise. Save the food. Cha-ching.
You're promoted.
Which could pay for your child's braces. Save the food. Cha-ching.
You're promoted.
Check out my braces.
So when you hear this sound, rethink your behaviour. Cook it, store it, share it. Just don't waste it. For tips and recipes, visit savethefood.com. Brought to you by NRDC and the Ad Council.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
Protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
This message sponsored by OK to Say and MAB.